Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Welcome to another edition of Morgan's Mailbag, where I give my real-time reactions to your comments and questions on the content we've been serving up on Uncensored. As always, this is the first time I'll have seen any of these comments, but rest assured, my team knows that the Morgan brain works at breakneck speed, meaning you'll get my usual fair-minded responses and rapier wit. All right, let's get started. We kick things off with my Will.i.am interview and his plans to make music using artificial intelligence.
Where do you see the line here between AI being a force for good and a force for not so good?
If you're imaginative, it's your duty to try your hardest to aim it to be a force for good. It's human nature to be concerned.
Where will music be, Will, do you think, in 20 years' time if AI really becomes a formidable part of the industry?
I say thank AI music for coming. I want human-made.
I thought this conversation with the Black Eyed Peas frontman was fascinating. However, at DougDougW utilised what I think is called irony in his reaction. He said, finally, I've been waiting to hear what that bloke who used to be in Black Eyed Peas thought about all this.
I don't really judge a person by that.
A lot of you also decided to have a bit of fun suggesting who else we might interview and on what subject. At Joe O'Leary said, next episode, Kid Rock discusses string theory, particle physics with Piers Morgan. I'd watch it. And at Delboy13, up the ante even further, writing, next episode, Rumpelstiltskin discusses how infrastructure in Sao Paulo is affecting women's mental health. Yes, who wouldn't watch that? We're onto something. This is fascinating. Will.i.am demonstrated the latest AI tech during our conversation.
Say hello to Piers.
Hello, Piers. It's an absolute pleasure to be part of this conversation with you on Piers Morgan Uncensored.
It's fair to say that at Stephen Francis 504 was mesmerised. There's just something strange and lonely about a man sat there having a conversation with a phone app. So were there any serious takes on this segment? Well, thank goodness for at Willow Garrison 8089. He said, I think human intelligence, or rather the lack thereof, is much more important than AI. People today are taught what to think rather than how to think. Yes. And that is the point, I think. As for Will.i.am, he's one of the smartest, most creative and interesting guys that I've probably ever interviewed. If you didn't get that from that interview, you're part of the problem. Because AI is here. AI will transform our lives. It can either be a force for good or it can be a force for bad. Will.i.am wants to make it a force for good. We should listen to him. And the fact he's talking into an app, that's what we're all going to be doing. We already pretty much do anyway. So get with the Will.i.am program, because he, not for the first time, is way ahead of you. Well, finally, at Brodo Gox suggested a name change. Will.ai.am. Actually, not bad. Not bad. I'll pass it on to the great man. The pro-Palestinian protests causing chaos at universities in America were the subject of a heated, uncensored debate this week.
Why are they protesting, Pierce? Because they're protesting what they consider to be genocide, some do, and the Israel killing 34,000 Palestinians.
You're absolutely disattached from reality.
Wait.
I don't know what you're 70,000 talking about.
Just
let me finish.
Not what it is.
At HVS, spoke for literally thousands of you on this. We said, I just wish they could stop screaming. Can't you just mute them when they keep interrupting? Well, here's the problem. We're called uncensored. If I start censoring everybody when they get angry or interrupt, we're kind of losing the point of the show. So what I try and do is moderate and get involved if they get completely out of hand, as I did in that debate. But passions run high. When a lot of people are dying, people get very angry. And I'm always mindful of that as well. So we don't have a mute button. I don't have anything here that I can mute people with. I just have to try and moderate things as best I can whilst not wanting to stop people having their say in as passionate a way as they like. But I agree with you. If people interrupt too much or speak over each other too much, it is annoying. Well, that sense of men illustrated the point, cutting this montage, which tallied the total number of interruptions by one contributor in particular.
Israel killing 34,000 Palestinians.
You're absolutely disattached from reality.
Wait.
I don't know what you're 70,000
Palestinians.
Just
let me finish.
This is not what it is. I'm sorry.
Just let me finish.
Don't lie to the viewers.
Okay.
Let him make his point.
Don't be honest.
No one can hear either of you when you shout over each other.
I'm the one who knows exactly what they are doing.
Yeah, okay, you said nobody will hear you when you shout over people. With so many interruptions in one debate, apt Pritpal Singh felt there was really only one person to blame. Piers Morgan literally sucks at his job. The most biased programme ever. Really? Isn't that interesting? Because I had just as many people telling me I was too pro-Israeli in that debate as I did telling me I was too pro-Palestinian. So who am I biased towards exactly? Well, former bodybuilding bad boy and seven times Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath, came in for a mano il mano chat. We got on very well, flexing a few biceps. Do you have to be vain? You have to spend a lot of time adoring your physique. What's with the tiny trunks? I mean, they all seem to be about three sizes too small.
This is true. We wear them pretty high up a little bit.
You've had a few tensions with Arnold, haven't you? He criticized bodybuilders with a belly.
You definitely have to have the biggest calves, the biggest everything.
How would you feel about this whole issue of trans athletes? What's your general view of that?
They told me that you hired a trainer.
At Colonel John Matrix 1000. No lack of testosterone in that name choice, said, I prefer Phil Heath in retirement than when he was competing. He has so much more time to pass on his knowledge and experiences in life I find very inspirational. Yeah, I really liked him. Very chilled out guy, given what he'd done as a career, and very reflective and honest about things like drug abuse and so on. Very, very interesting character, obviously hugely successful, and now has a very rounded view of what happened to him. Well worth listening to. At BWalk34, recounted his own intimate experience with the big man. I met Phil back in 2008 at my last bodybuilding show. We shared dumbbells backstage to pump up. Great guy. Pump up. I didn't pump up with Phil, but I did tackle him on the subject of steroids and his thoughts on the body positive movement.
I guess there's some people that just love what they love, right? But for me, I agree with you. I think if we were to look at obesity and what it means, you know, health-wise, looking at those blood markers, I think we would be able to see through blood work that they're not as healthy as they seem. And although they love themselves, we want them to live a healthier life.
At MC80466 wrote, I love that when asked his opinion on the body positive movement, he really kept his answer focused on health. He mentioned markers, blood test, diseases, how it's good to be essentially healthy. There wasn't shaming or ridiculing. Phil is great. Yeah, I get it. I actually think shaming is the answer, actually. I know when people say to me, blimey, Morgan, you put on a bit of timber, it makes me go to the gym and drink and eat less. And ultimately, if you want to lose weight, you got to drink and eat less and go to the gym a bit more. So I'm all for a bit of brutal honesty, I'm afraid, when it comes to body positive. Because the one thing about body positive is it ain't positive. Most of them are morbidly obese. And there's a clue in the word morbid. It means death.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Britain feels broken, but how do we fix it?
Westminster just doesn't seem to have the answers, but we have found some people who do.
Join me, journalist Becca Hudson.
And me, the former MP Ed Vasey, for How I'd Fix.
From the price of a pint to the housing crisis, this is the show where we take an alternative look at the problems plaguing the nation.
And hear practical solutions from those in the know. Catch new episodes of How I'd Fix wherever you get your podcasts. Rebuilding Britain starts here.
Finally, I couldn't let the ultimate Mr. Olympia go without the invitation to the Morgan Gunn Show. First of all, have a little feel. Not too bad. Huh?
Drug test him right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Phil Hey. Right, I want to see what this is actually going to be like.
Oh, man.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Ah!
I can do this all day.
Can you?
Yeah.
I can't. At Gojeet was impressed. Good to see you're pumping some iron, Piers. Never stop. Well, you get to my age, 59 now. It's all about the weights. And I do. I go and pump iron a couple of times a week, and I'm getting some big weights up. So I think Phil was genuinely startled, and he was surprised to lose. I wasn't.
Yes!
Now it's time for me to give my real-time reaction to a viral video which my team believes might provoke a noteworthy response from me this week, or so I'm told. Pop star Sam Smith has finally taken my advice and decided to wear something more modest than the satanic stockings and suspenders he's recently taken to wearing. Let's watch this together.
Describe it today.
This is Rick Owens. Ooh. I got it the other day with my shoes.
Damn!
And then Prada Cleo back.
Damn, yeah, we're proud of you. We're definitely proud of you. If you give anybody a styling tip, what would it be?
Every day start again.
Do you know what, Sam? Finally, I think you found your fashion range, a massive, great trash bag. Yeah, it suits you. Yeah, and it kind of sums up your reputation since you started doing all these stupid costumes. Trashy. Well, talking of pop stars, my interview with The Daily Wire's Matt Walsh this week provoked some passionate responses, mostly because I said this. She's now bigger than the Beatles. I was told by a great record company legend in LA very recently that she now is a bigger cash generator, even pro rata, than the Beatles at the height of their power, which is quite extraordinary. At Suit and Tie No Pants, blimey, wrote, I'm an American watching this interview in America as I sip my coffee. When Piers said Taylor Swift is bigger than the Beatles, I somehow did a spit take of tea and shouted bloody hell in a British accent. That's how offensive that comment was. MK then agreed, saying hearing that quote about Taylor Swift being better than the Beatles is like saying the Bluey knockoff Chip Chiller is better than the original show. Well, it wasn't quite what I said. I didn't say that she's better than the Beatles. I just said she's bigger than the Beatles. And statistically, commercially, she is. You may not like it, but she is now actually commercially bigger than the Beatles and has had more commercial success than they did. That's all I'm saying. I love the Beatles. Greatest band of all time. But I also love Taylor Swift and can admire what she's achieved.
We love you, Taylor!
And finally, Stephen Crowder returned to Uncensored. It's time to give us his thoughts on one social media company.
TikTok.
Crowder once called me a free speech hypocrite for my stance on Alex Jones being allowed back on X. I question whether he was a real hypocrite over his stance on TikTok operating in the United States.
To be clear, I don't want to ban TikTok. That's not my position.
What do you want to do?
That's never
it?
Been my position. No, and I certainly don't want a content ban. What we're talking about is a ban on ownership of foreign influence, right?
Right.
That's what people are talking about. There should be no banning of TikTok.
Right, but that's no, banning it from America, isn't it? At Zebra66 commented, Piers needs to learn the difference between hypocrisy and nuance. It's not hypocrisy to believe in free speech for Americans, but not to allow foreign dictators to use our freedoms against us. Ah, got it. So it's not hypocrisy if you're Americans, really what you're saying, right? Yeah, doesn't work that way, buddy. Hypocrisy is a global thing. Well, at kit-kk9cb. Were you on drugs when you came up with that nickname? Question my motives for questioning Crowder up on his free speech double standards. Alex Jones is living rent-free in Piers Morgan's head. Yeah, kind of, actually. Yeah, he is, because I don't think he should be allowed social media platform until he's paid the families of the Sandy Hook victims who he's so sickeningly betrayed for vast sums of money. So I do. Yeah, I do think about him a lot. And looking at his behaviour on X since he got allowed back on is absolute evidence he shouldn't have been allowed back on. The guy's a whack job conspiracy theorist who makes money from spewing lies. I don't think they should be allowed a platform, personally. Finally, I suggested this to Stephen. I think you'd make a good prince, actually. You would make a good king. Kings are reserved for people like me.
Why, I have to sleep with my relative?
No, it's actually your name. It's not very kingly. It would have to be someone like Piers. At Jimmy Inverness corrected me, saying Stephen of Blois was king of England from 22nd of December 1135 to his death in 1154. Last an intelligent comment. Naturally, we got a picture of what King Stephen looked like. I mean, actually, a lot better looking than Crowder, although the same kind of weird eyes. Now, let's take a look at what a real king might look like. There you go. Magnificent. King Piers. I could have been king of America. Imagine that. Imagine how much happier they'd all be in America, right? That's it for this edition of Morgan's Mailbag. Remember, you can watch all my past interviews, debates and monologues on the Uncensored YouTube channel. Like and subscribe to join our common sense movement of more than 2.5 million followers. And until next time, remember, keep it uncensored.